injuries to some of the protesters, including our Deputy General Secretary in charge of operations, Mr. Peter Bwama Otikono. So the NDC says that Peter Bwama Otikono was injured through the process. And it goes on to say, to top this aberrant behavior of the goons under the authority of Superintendent Kwesi Ofori, our MPs decry the harassment and intimidation by armed military men and heavily jacked up SWAT, all national security operatives who characteristically stationed in the chambers of the House. We wrongly condemn this utterly unaccepted and despicable security arrangement. So this is the statement by the General Secretary of the NDC,
Of course, Kamla Adom is waiting for you on Sunday edition. And he's here already with what's trending on social media.
MFA, apart from Adebayo trending because he gifted Funny Face a Porsche Panamera, there's a video which is making rounds, has over 19 million views of a mother who was reporting about an incident of bullying of her child. Let's listen to this.
So I've just picked my son up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal, and I want people to know, parents, educators, teachers, this is the effect that bullying has.
I'm going to deal with them.
This is what bullying does. So can you please educate your children, your families, your friends? Because all it takes is for one more instant, and you wonder why kids are killing themselves.
So that was a mother who was talking. Her name is Yakara Bayless, and she is from Sydney. She was telling us a story about how her child, who has dwarfism or has been diagnosed with achondroplasia, has been bullied in school and continues to get bullied, and the child is now saying he wants to take his life. And this video has since, you know, got a lot of views, nearly 10 million views on social media.
Let's stop bullying now whilst at that. Stop doing your makeup whilst driving. Arrive alive. I am MFA Paul. There's more news when you log on to myjoyonline.com. Dr. Mensah Otobiol is up next with Living Where. Thanks so much for your company.
MTN Razzy will level promo. New year, new phone, new ringtone. We are good together. We're there for you everywhere you go.
Multimedia Group Limited, in partnership with SES, KNET and WillowAfric.com's e-learning project Willow TV, presents Joy Learning, a channel dedicated to providing educational content for all levels. The channel launches with a special focus on senior high school educational content because we believe in nourishing the minds of the future generation. Joy Learning is providing equal access to education, no matter whom you are and where you are in Ghana. Joy Learning collaborates with SES, KNET and Willow TV to deliver a new learning experience. Study with Ghana's top teachers and lecturers on the Joy Learning channel so individuals, senior high schools, community centers, and libraries get your multi-TV digibox now. Joy Learning. Keep learning.
This is the Open House Party.
This show is all about the hottest tracks, the latest hits, the freestyles, the amazing guests, the live phone-ins. It's your number one Saturday night show, the Open House Party, on the number one radio station, 8 p.m. to 12 midnight, with the one and only DJ Black. Hashtag Open House Party on all social media platforms.
It's the Open House Party, here on Joy 99.7 FM.
If we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change.
Winning strategies, nuggets of wisdom, unforgettable stories, all in one inspirational hour. Springboard your virtual university with Albert and Comfort Okran and guests.
Planning is bringing the future into the present.
A job is for the salary is mundane, survival-oriented, and there's no passion. But a career has fulfillment, innovation, drive. A growth path is clear, and you can build step by step all the way to the top.
Matriculate at 7 p.m. and graduate at 8 p.m. every Sunday on Joy 99.7 FM and live on Facebook. Springboard is brought to you by Legacy and Legacy and Joy 99.7 FM and proudly sponsored by MTN, Enterprise Group, UMB Bank, and Axis Pension Trust with support from the graphic business. Hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
In Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 26, this is how God judges the priest of Israel. He says, "Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and the unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. They have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath so that I am profaned among them." Now, the problem with God is that they are not able to distinguish and differentiate. So it also means that for us at our level, when we get to a certain point when we can't distinguish between the noble and the profane, we offend God. We do offend God. And it happens many times in our world. We see a bit of it sometimes in the church world. Titles are used without any sense of value. One moment somebody is an usher in a church. 2 weeks later, he's a bishop. And we call him that confidently, knowing that just 2 weeks ago, this guy was an usher. So he who calls himself a bishop that way, and you who call him, are both unable to distinguish rightly, you will be called profane because we are not able to make things clear. You read our newspapers, journalists, somebody who started doing something last 2 years is called a legend. Somebody whom nobody knows is called renown. A building that needs a lot of deliverance is called ultra-modern. Because we have no ability to distinguish. We mix everything and everybody together. And a society that does that does not even have a standard to determine what is excellent and what is not excellent. Everything is marked correct. It's like a teacher who sets questions for his pupils and marks everybody. Correct, correct, correct. 100%. Next person, correct, correct, correct. 100%. He mixes the brilliant students with the unbrilliant students and gives everybody a pass mark of 100%. And thinks he's doing good. But what he's doing is he's unable to differentiate between what is excellent and what is not excellent, which is what the Bible calls profanity. So, for example, we say things like, "It's all the same. It's all the same. Whether you mix it in or pour it into, it is all the same." Have you heard that? We say it. Whether you mix it in or pour it in is all the same. May I please bring to your attention, they are not the same. It is only a profane, undistinguished mind that will say they are all the same. Because if you talk to a good chef who is cooking, they will tell you the mixing something in the bowl and pouring it in, and even the rate of the pouring makes a difference. They are not all the same. They look the same to you because your judgment is impaired. So it is possible to have a whole nation's judgment impaired. Mix it in, pour it in, is the same. It is not the same. Go and talk to the top chefs of the world. They will tell you that the way you stir it, whether backwards or forward, make a difference. The minute you start stirring, whether it is the first minute or 1 minute, 5 seconds later, makes a difference. The temperature by which you cook it make a difference. Don't tell me all baking is baking. All ovens are the same. They are not the same. Temperatures differ. It is a profane mind that is not able to tell differences. For some people, all green is green and all blue is blue. But green can have various variations. We can have olive green, army green, lime, sage, teal, jade, emerald, spring green, which is the one I use for my PowerPoint. It's spring green. Don't say he just uses green. It's spring green. And I choose spring green every time because I know the difference between spring green and army green. Because if you don't know the difference, the next time I say, do it for me, you will choose the wrong green. Spring. All green is not green. All blue is not blue. We have sky blue, we have ocean blue, we have lapis, we have navy, we have sapphire, we have turquoise. We could also sometimes be a kind of green. Prussian blue, which used to be my favorite blue when I was a designer. Indigo, and many more. Don't say it's all blue. Because when your mind cannot tell a difference, your level of excellence will be stunted. People say things like, whichever, it doesn't matter. It matters. Perhaps part of our challenge sometimes also, we don't have clear words for things we want to say. We don't have clear words. The Akan dictionary has about 20,000 words. That's a lot. The Oxford dictionary of English words has 200,000 words. That makes a lot of difference. As a matter of fact, that is the Oxford dictionary. If you expand it better, the English language has a lot more. In fact, whilst I was doing my background research, all these facts I stated, I searched them, that they are correct. I realized the Korean language has more words than any other language. Over 1 million. Koreans. Kim Jong-un. Woo! That's why he's powerful. So, the powers of description. All right. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 to 5. It says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. There are 7 steps I want you to take note of, and I'm going to run you through 7 important things that are happening in this passage, which all have to do with how you are able to certify something, approve of something, and which affects our excellence. Seven things. The first thing I want you to note is what was happening in the world at the time from the beginning. The Bible says there is darkness. This was the standard or the status quo. This was what had been for a very long time. This is the normal. Darkness is the normal. So the earth is without form and darkness is upon the face of the deep. So this is the condition, existing condition. All right. Now this condition is normal, but God wants to change it. He wants to change the normal because this normal is not a good normal. So number two, we see what God said should happen. Let there be light. Though darkness is the prevailing condition, God wants to change it into something else. And to do that, he speaks the new thing into existence. And that's very important, that when we want to change a situation, we have to start expressing what we want. So if you say, for example, that I don't like this filth, that's easy. But what do you want? God didn't say, I don't like the darkness. I hate the darkness. I detest the darkness. But he spoke the expected result, his intention. Let there be light. Somebody has said, don't curse the darkness, just speak the light. Don't complain about the darkness, just speak what you want. What do you want? What kind of Ghana do we want? What kind of church do we want? What kind of family do we want? What kind of light do we want? So, prevailing condition, darkness. What God wants is, let there be light. Then we see what actually happened. It's one thing saying, let there be, and another thing, the thing happening. And the Bible says, there was light. So God didn't just daydream. He said it, and it was. It actually happened. Like saying, Accra is going to be the most beautiful city in Africa. Let there be light. And there was darkness. You talk it, but it didn't happen. And that is not a political statement. Let there be light. Can you imagine the next verse would say, God said, let there be light, and there was darkness. Would I wonder, what kind of God is this? When you say one thing, the opposite is happening. Let there be light, and actually it happened. So when you say things, it must actually happen. I'm losing weight. And there was. Not that the year you said, I'm going, this year I'm slimming, I'm going to lose weight, that you added a few more pounds. All right. So what is happening in the world? What God said should happen? What actually happened? Number four, what God saw. God saw the light. In other words, it was evident. It didn't just happen in his head. It was out there. And he saw it. He looked at what had happened. He paid attention to what had happened. Number five. And this is very important. Number five. What God thought of what had happened. And God saw the light, and it was good. Approval. Quality control. Did what had happened meet God's standard? Yes. He saw it and said, this is what I had in mind. It was good. Number six is very important. What did God do to what had happened? He divided the light from the darkness. He separated them. Now, what you would notice from the